As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sri Sanatan Goswami, it's only after many, many millions and millions of births of performing sukritis, spiritual pious activities, of going to holy places, serving devotees, taking mahaprasad, reading bhakti granths, many, many millions of births of these, some with a little knowing, some not knowing at all what we're doing. After many millions of such births, one gets the association of an associate of Sri Krishna himself. And only by that association, by hearing from him and serving in the proper process under his guidance, can one get bhakti. There's no other way than that association. Then there's another very beautiful verse, because it seems that, and it is that, after many millions of births, one gets this association. Then this association becomes another beginning to another end, which is Krishna Bhakti Janmamul Hoi Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janme Teho Purna Mukhya Anga. That is, such Shrestha or topmost Sadhu Sangha is the birth, is the Janmamul, the root cause, the root birth of bhakti, of Krishna Bhakti. It begins from Sadhu Sangha. And then it's only the beginning, because he plants the seed of bhakti in the heart of the disciple. And then that disciple's bhakti creeper gradually grows and grows and goes beyond the material world, beyond the Brahma Jyoti, all the way up to Goloka Vrindavan. And just before that, where Krishna is taking his, or performing his prakat lila, his manifested pastimes in this material world, again, that same Sadhu Sangha becomes the main anga of bhakti. Krishna Prema Janme Teho Purna Mukhya Anga. Again, after so many births of following bhakti, one enters Ruchi, then Ashakti, then Bhava Bhakti, and then when that's completed, he takes birth in the same place where Krishna is having any of his pastimes in any material universe. He takes birth from the womb of a gopi, and then he associates again with those same sadhu sanghas who are the ocean of the mood for which he has aspired for many, many thousands of births in the process. So at every stage, if we're very fortunate, we get that shrestha sadhu sangha, such as our Prabhupada, such as Srila Gurudev at this very moment, and then getting the same thing at the end, and then serving him in the eternal anugatya. Lord Premanandi.
Krishna Prasaya, Ashram Maharaj and Pradyumna. Why you called me here? And also you invited so many sincere and senior devotees. All. I'm very happy to meet all. You should tell some words, two words.
Om Ganatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmalitam Dinatasmai Shri Gurube Namaha. So Gurudev has asked me to speak just a couple of words explaining why we have invited Gurudev to Birmingham. And Gurudev inviting us, as Shripad Manabharata said. This morning, we were discussing in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there in Sanatana Shiksha, it's explained that the living entity who is falling into this material world, Krishna Puli Seji Banadi Bahi Mukhatai Mayatara Deha Samsara Duk, has no chance of getting deliverance from this material world unless one comes in contact with the sadhu who comes and preaches the teachings of the Vedic scriptures. So, my experience is traveling with Gurudev, seeing how somebody, gentleman, apparently having a body of 80 years old, who is tirelessly traveling, traversing the globe at such a pace. I was traveling with him, and I could not keep up. When I got back to Birmingham 3 weeks ago, I just crashed out. I could not get up for Mangalati. Practically, I could not give any class. I was so exhausted. But Gurudev is just traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling year after year. Why? Because without mercy of personalities of the statue of Gurudev, I have this faith. I have no vision, but I have this faith. That we have no hope. Because he's carrying that Swarup Shakti, that very special transcendental energy of Lord Sri Krishna, which is our only hope of really achieving any happiness. That the living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. But we cannot realize that without the mercy of sadhus. We cannot realize that without the mercy of sadhus like Srila Gurudev. And practically I'm seeing, traveling, how so many people coming in his contact, because he's lit with the fire of Krishna praying. Pray mache se hetu pracham. That, pranache se hetu pracham. Excuse me, my Bengali is a little bit weak. Pranache se hetu pracham. That one who has life, one who is lit with the fire of Krishna consciousness, that they can light another person. And though somebody like myself may travel and speak so much, but practically speaking, I can do nothing. Only I can point them in the direction of that person or those persons who are light with Krishna consciousness. And by coming in contact with them, then one simply becomes a flame with Krishna consciousness. And I'm seeing how Gurudev, by his association, that he's touching so many people and they're coming alight. And with that, I'm getting so much faith and so much inspiration. Though I'm like a clump of earth and so far removed from that situation. But by seeing how he's affecting so many people, then I think that the only auspicious thing for anybody in this world is to come in contact with personalities like Srila Gurudev. Without coming in contact with personalities like Srila Gurudev, then the material existence is actually useless. So what to speak of coming to Birmingham? And now Gurudev has come to Birmingham how many years? 7 years. Then Birmingham is a holy theatre. Bhavat Vida Bhagavatas. Teta Bhuta Swayam Bhavo. Teta Kuvanti Tetani. Swantakstena Kadahapita. That one saintly personality, like Gurudev, wherever he goes, that place becomes a holy theater. And Gurudev coming here 7 times, you wouldn't believe it, looking at Birmingham, that this place is a holy theater. But Gurudev, he's purifying imperceptibly. So, myself, I'm just hoping that somehow I can render some service for the mission of Srila Gurudev in whatever capacity. And I see that people come in contact with Gurudev, that then they become happy. In this material world, everybody is miserable. Nobody's really happy. Only one who comes in contact with such devotee, who's carrying this happiness. What is this happiness? This Krishna praying. By coming in contact, then gradually, step by step, then we can become happy. So for only this reason, I think that Gurudev is traveling to make us happy. And for this reason, we're inviting him here, and we hope to have the opportunity to invite him to Brazil in May. And wherever we have the opportunity, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai!
Vajnath Prabhu, will you speak something? How we began our preaching from India to Australia and here and there so successfully, especially in America, New Vrindavan, Washington and all other places, and then to Holland and Rotterdam, about 1,000 Indian devotees were there. And also in Tulu, I see so many devotees from Tulu, France, and here and there, Italy. By Mohan Prabhu, he also here. All are here. I am very happy to meet with my friends and my daughters and sons. You should go to your... At once. So, I'm very happy. Especially at the occasion of Rath Jatra, court festival, we are here. From tomorrow, perhaps it will start by the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandita, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then Gundija Madhya, and then Rath first court festival. And so many things are there. We can discuss all these things from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the dialogue of Sarup Damodar and Subhash Pandit and others. Kurukshetra also will come. How the separation of gopis was. Where there is more attachment, only there separation may be there. No attachment, no separation. So we will discuss all these things. And I think that wherever I went, all were inspired, especially the senior devotees of Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So, I think that all the seniors, mostly, they don't remember the Guru Mantra. Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Kam Gayatri, they have Brahma Gayatri. They have kept everything stopped. But now, hearing our classes, now they are inspiring more and more. So I am very happy. Only by the mercy of my Paramaradhadev, Om Vishnu Bhad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. My millions of humble obeisances in his lotus. And also by the mercy of Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shikshaguru. I cannot do any preaching or anything but only by their mercies. Oh, everywhere, wherever I go, all become interested and they come to hear me and inspire me. So in briefly, you should speak something about that. you should help my all devotees, because I have brought them, but I could not train. And you should personally, with your own hand, give me in samadhi. So many requests. Oh, he was. And that is why he was
so much inspired.
Yeah, he told that I was present there, I helped you.
And he said he was instrumental about the leaders of his country at any cost to avoid that Gurudev should come to their temple. But there were some very wonderful devotees there who invited all of us on Nagar Sankirtan in the very park where Srila Prabhupada had walked in the mornings. And there was a wonderful Nagar Sankirtan. At that time, the only one who spoke was Sitchukananda Prabhu. And he said, as Srila Gurudev said, that I don't care if they kick me out of ISKCON, but Srila Narayana must come to the Mexico City temple. And sure enough, in the afternoon, we went there. And again, Sitchukananda Prabhu spoke up in the room where Srila Prabhupada's quarters were. We were all assembled at have kirtan. And they were kind of hesitant what will happen or not. And Srila Gurudev spoke some wonderful, as you just mentioned, history, how Srila Prabhupada requested him to help and how he has placed his transcendental body in samadhi. Then Sitchukananda Prabhu said, if it wasn't for Srila Narayan Maharaj, we would have no father. Because Srila Narayan Maharaj, he has given the main inspiration that our Srila Prabhupada has received sannyas initiation from Srila Bhakti Prakyan Keshava Maharaj. If it wasn't for our Srila Gurudev, there would not be that transcendental relationship or transcendental arrangement. And he was so appreciative. He said that without you, we would be fatherless. He said, so we are so much appreciative of you and we want to help in all ways. And from that day on, he came to all our programs in Mexico. And it was a pity that we could not manage to bring him, but for sure, I think next time we can manage. He joined at the same time as Srimati Shyamarani Didi, and he remembered her very fondly, and perhaps next time we could meet again up with him and he will be very inspired. So after Mexico, we went to Badger. In Badger is the main focus or highlight of the assembly of devotees. So many qualified devotees are living there. And so many devotees are coming from all over America, all over the world. Many of us have been there in previous years and are lamenting that they cannot come. I know that. And there Srila Gurudev's Harikatha was so wonderful. Moreover, he was very inspired by the achievements of the local devotees in terms of the school, the teaching of the young children. Wonderful dramas were arranged there by the local devotees.
Annakut Mahotsav.
Annakut Mahotsav, we do every year. More than 700 preparations were there on Annakut Mahotsav. All in all, a wonderful injection for everyone to remain inspired in Krishna consciousness.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan Das, he always comes, his whole family. Many of us remember Bhagavan Das. He was prominent in England, in Europe. And to see now how his son and daughter and ex-wife are so much inspired. And Bhagavan just doesn't know what is going on. He tries to figure out that he should be in Maya, but he cannot, maintain his composure. Whenever he comes, he becomes so inspired by Gurudev's association. Gurudev inspires him to speak, to chant, to sing. And after that, he feels like he is again in the right position, but still it will take some more time. But we're very happy that all these devotees are coming from all over the world. They are trying to hide in the woods and they're coming out. Gurudev is telling that I have a special net, he says, to capture everyone. I know so many tricks and very special mantras to attract all. We all know that. So this festival is so wonderful in Badger that we like to invite you, if you have a chance, come next year and attend this wonderful festival. Then we went to Boise, near Canada. We were invited there by devotees who had met us years ago, and
they had begged Gurudev, please come and visit Boise. And Gurudev's heart is always melting. Whenever anyone says, please come to Brazil, come to Venezuela, come to Costa Rica, come to Africa, wherever the devotees are inviting, Srila Gurudev always says, although the doctor says I should not travel so much, but if you invite me, I must come. So in Boise, after 4 or 5 years of invitation, we went there, and they had made a wonderful arrangement. The local devotees, very wonderful devotees, they had arranged a hall, prasadam for everyone, and wonderful harikatha, which is the main highlight of everything which is going on, the harikatha of Srila Gurudev, and they became very inspired. Again, devotees who had stayed away for many years, they came and they received the association of Srila Gurudev, and right there we arranged the printing of some very important books. Perhaps some of them are here. The relationship between Srila Gurudev and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. 3 books have been published, and Gurudev wants they should be distributed for free. Especially we should give them to those who have some doubts that there is something maybe alright or not alright. These books are very helpful. Perhaps here in England they may come from Holland. They're supposed to come. And we want to give a special thanks to Srimati Tulasika Dasi, who has financed these books right here. She has come from LA and she's very generous, donating the money to print these books and receiving. So many devotees have already commented how much they benefited from reading these books. After Boise, New Vrindavan. Perhaps some of you have read on the internet the report on New Vrindavan. Since the beginning of our touring, Srila Gurudev wanted to go to New Vrindavan. He said that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has invited me so many times, please come and help me in my preaching, even in the Western countries. So especially Srila Gurudev had the desire to visit all the places where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had preached and resided in order to take the holy Fudas, the transcendental Fudas of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and thus way, and in this, honor him and respect him and become more empowered to preach the mission of our Guru Varga. So in New Vrindavan, although it was difficult to come there, but by the help, especially of Shripad Bhaktisar Maharaj and devotees residing there, Shriman Tulsi Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu, this year it was possible, made possible, and we stayed there for 3 days only, but the
Radhanath
Maharaj also from although he is in ISKCON, but he's very favorable to help Srila Gurudev. So the visit to New Vrindavan was a great success. We went to the house where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj stayed for more than 1 month, translated, and lived in a very simple situation on top of the hill. We all assembled there. Nobody lives there nowadays, so it was a very special experience. After that, they invited us to come to the palace,
the Golden Palace.
With the golden bathrooms and so many things. They did a tour with us, although there was no other devotee, but Radhanath Maharaj was helping us, invited us to come. We had a very wonderful experience going to the Golden Palace. Kirtan and Gurudev spoke about his relationship with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Very wonderful experience. And Ramvidya Prabhu was also there. You remember?
Yeah.
Then, after this, we went to Lake Washington, north of New York, where so many devotees had assembled from Canada. Shripad Dharani Maharaj, Bhaktisar Maharaj had been preaching in Canada, Toronto, other places, and so many devotees assembled there. And moreover, which is very interesting, the place that we stayed is run or managed by disciples of Kirtanananda Prabhu. Yeah. And they are very open-minded. Even Kirtanananda Prabhu, he spoke with Srila Gurudev on the telephone. He was so happy.
3-4 times.
Out of all the devotees all over the world, Kirtananda Prabhu's followers are always very open-minded, and they have invited us already a few times before in New York to stay in their premises. So we stayed in this Lake Washington retreat, which they manage. We had wonderful Harikatha, but one thing was very significant, that the manager there, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and his wife, lasting peace. Or I think after one day, Gurudev gave them initiation. They were crying all day long. Yeah, Gurudev gave them initiation, and then we asked them, "How are you managing all this? What is your relationship with your Gurudev?" And he said, he mentioned that the ISKCON leaders have been calling me so many times, "Don't host Shivanarayan Maharaj." And then I spoke with my Gurudev, he said, "Kirtananda Prabhu." And he said, I told them, "What should I do? Should I host Shivanarayan Maharaj or not?" Yeah. They're all worried, ISKCON, that everyone will be reinitiated if he comes. Yeah. Then Kirtananda Prabhu, he answered, "It's about time." Yeah, somebody should do that. So it's about time that this is happening. So that was very special. So after Lake Washington, we went to Holy Land. Yeah, to the Buddha, very fond of Holland, Holy Land. It was the first country which he flew into, and the Western, you might say, the causeless mercy, the second wave after Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, of course Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he also created a tremendous whirlpool of bhakti, ras, yeah, for so many devotees. But Srila Gurudev, he started in 1996, and this was a very strong, and it is increasing more and more, the wave of bhakti ras, yeah, flooding all over the planet. It started at that time in Holland, and Gurudev very fond coming to Holland, seeing all the cows and the flat land. He says, "This is the first time I could have a normal morning walk," he said, "after Hawaii, because everything is flat in Holland." Yeah. So the devotees had organized a wonderful place, classes going on, so many nice devotees. And
what we discussed there, Rayamananda
Sambhat? Yes. We discussed Rayamananda Sambhat in Holland. We also discussed that in Lake Washington. Yeah.
And Rup Sikshaver.
In Toulouse. As Gurudev mentioned, the last day we had a program in Rotterdam, and about 1,000 visitors came. Gurudev could speak in Hindi, and some of us, we think, when we hear Gurudev in English, how powerful it is. If you hear Srila Gurudev speaking in Hindi, even you cannot understand everything, it is like
roaring like lightning.
10 times more powerful even. Yeah. How he is so much in his element to express his views and give his heart feelings to the audience. So all the audience was so much impressed by the presentation on Sanatana Dharma. Then we went to Toulouse the next day, and we have arrived from Toulouse 2 days ago, and we were thinking, previous years we went there, and Gurudev sometimes mentioned, they are like buffaloes. They are chewing, but they don't really grasp anything. So we were worried, because in Toulouse, south of France, so many devotees live, and they have lost their taste, their inspiration. Some are smoking and doing so many things. But Yantal Krishna Prabhu has been there for the last 4 or 5 years. 15 years, in the south of France. And he's very stubborn to follow the process properly. And he has helped so many devotees there. And Gurudev has visited perhaps 2 times before, and this time it was a wonderful gathering. Very wonderful Harikatha, Rup Shiksha. And even we had a preaching center in Toulouse. Yeah. Until for short. But then the devotees there were so inspired that we see many of them have arrived here today.
Because they lose the Toulouse and come here.
They lost the Toulouse. So this is a synopsis of our tour this time, and I can say from the bottom of my heart that we are all very, very thankful to Krishna and especially to Sri Gurudev, yeah, that these tours are going on and that it is like unending rivers of nectar which are flowing everywhere, which are submerging the devotees in such a wonderful atmosphere that we forget everything. Hunger, thirst, lamentations, everything, fear disappears in this environment. What is that?
No Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaitina Patimartha Charitraya Swasthitanam Chapaline Jiva Dukhe Sadataya Nama Prema Pradaya Vancha Kalpataro Vyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadave Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Bhaktya Vihinaya Parada Lakshay Chittasya Kamadi Tarangamate Kripamayin Tvam Saranam Prapanna Vande Numaste Charanarvinda Yang Praprajantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Dvaipayano Viraha Katavyajuhava Putreti Tanmanitayatarvo Vinayu Tam Sarvabhutavidayam Munimantusha Tavaivasmi Najivami Tvayabina Iti Vikhen Radhe
By millions of humble obeisances, in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Srila Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Parshishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Narayan, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtota Sarsimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Also my so much respect and honor in the lotus feet of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. I am very happy to come in Barmankam. I am very happy that so many senior devotees are here. My all sons and daughters, children are also here. And I see that they are so much inspired. Wherever I went, I saw that all are inspired. Those who left the process of devotion, especially remembering, meditating their Guru Mantra even, now they were all inspired. Some of the sannyasis even, who left sannyas, oh, they were inspired and joined our movement. So this is my mission, my object of coming to Western countries. And I think that by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, my Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, I am very successful in this. All are so much inspired. And we see that, even from Brazil, from Costa Rica, from Canada, from here and there, from America, so many are coming here to hear, to listen our classes. If they were where we went, we explained Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the purport written by Srila Swamiji, we read there and explained. Some devotees of Swamiji have some doubt that Narayan Maharaj is not in the line of Swamiji. And I explained it very clearly that they are not in the line and process of their guru, but I am. I'm Bhakti Vedanta. They are not anyone Bhakti Vedanta. I helped him to take renunciation sannyas. They are not. At that time they had no birth at all. And also I explained what is ISKCON. It is not a new one. It is coming from Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami. It is coming. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Ishwarpuri, Madhva. Oh, they are ISKCON. They cannot fall down. Never. Never. How is ISKCON, who is like Krishna Bhakti Ras Bhavitamati Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekalam. Or this symptom comes in a devotee. He has a thick greed and so much attachment for Krishna, how he can fall down? Never and never. I think those who can fall down, they were never ISKCON and still they are not ISKCON. No question of fall down. How they can fall down? Because they were automatically they were like that. So, to follow Sukadeva Goswami, Srila Krishna Dvaipayan, Vedavyas, Narada Goswami, to follow Ishwar Puripad, to Madhvendra Puripad, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers like Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, six Sada Goswami, gradually coming in that line. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and in that line, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Oh, this is the line. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami has accepted this Guru Parampara. He had done nothing new. He had not written any new book. Nothing. What he has done? He has glorified Srimad Bhagavatam, translated. Only translated. It was done by Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita, done by Kaviraj Goswami. He has glorified. He has taken in light everything. In Western culture, he is only one person who has given this light to whole world. Nothing new. Same light. Same
wine in new bottle.
Same thing he has given. So I am in his line. So one who is in line, he cannot fall down. So I have some pride. I cannot. So because I am following his line. Bhakti is like a current. It must go always.
Always flow.
Flow, always flow. And those flow is stopped, it will be rotten.
Contaminated, so when you walk.
So bhakti should be a person who was 50 years before in ISKCON. He cannot remain in the same position as he was before in 15 years before, 50 years. He must develop his consciousness. Not only give up meat, give up eggs, give up
onion, garlic,
and smoke. Oh, this teaching will not be sufficient for them. Not only Krishna Tattva, that we are always forgetting our transcendental
constitutional
form, that we are part and parcel of Supreme God, that is Krishna, an eternal servant of Krishna. Not thus this is sufficient. There must come something, what taste. Not only nishtha, taste will come. If taste is not coming, and you have given up your all families, positions, money, and everything, worldly attachment, but no taste in Krishna name, no taste in hearing Hari Katha especially, then what is this? Oh, they are bound to fall down. Anyone cannot set them. Never, never. And for that is why or Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj requested that I trained them up to nishtha, but no taste even they have. So please, and please, help them that a taste should come. And he told to all what Narayan Maharaj is telling, you should listen and hear and follow. He directed them, but they feared after he divorces. Why they feared? Oh, Narayan Maharaj may take our position, kingdom,
territory,
or all territory, and all disciples are all money. Because all are coming to him, very attached. I told them, don't fear. I will make no disciple. I will not collect any money, any disciple, anything. But if you are banning on me, then it will be very dangerous for you. Then this lion will not sleep now. And then he will jump. But they were fearing so much. Years and years they were making so much planning. They were planning to stop that lion and protect their property. Sheeps. Then I was bound to help the devotees to whom they kept. I must help. And thus gradually so many began to come. Aranya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj first, Shyam
Maharaj,
and so many. And they began to help in my preaching. And thus all the books, about more than 40 or 50 books came, and everywhere preaching. And I am very happy. Though I am not qualified, but their mercy in me coming and making me like puppet. No? Puppet are dancing.
They are pulling the string behind.
So, they are pulling and myself dancing. And I am very happy that they are doing very good preaching. Van Maharaj, everywhere. Those his English is broken lamb, like me. But even all appreciate his broken childlike language. I am in wonder how he preaches like this. Especially Aranya Maharaj. Oh, preaching very
well.
Very boldly and very strongly everywhere with Siddhan, explaining so many slokas like current, not stopping it anywhere. And all are inspired by his classes. Oh. And Ashram Maharaj, like thunderbolt. But that thunderbolt, not golden, even black, but very strong. I'm very happy that all my Shyam Rani, very bold. He can explain my all these things, preaching in internet. And also, Krishna has arranged, Swamiji has arranged. So many qualified, most qualified devotees are coming to help me in all respects. I don't know why Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu are merciful to me. That they are all helping in all respects. So our preaching is very successful. More than 1 crore of rupees or publication books are coming and distributing everywhere. In America, so successful. So successful. So I want, you should also help me in distributing my books as we planned in America. This plan should be also cultivated to this land also. You should always have a strong faith by chanting and remembering. Oh, you will be surely happy. In this world, without bhakti of Krishna, anyone cannot be happy. Even, we are in Gurudwara. You are seeing Arjun. You are seeing all great leaders of Sikh Sampradaya. But Sikh Sampradaya is our Sampradaya. To protect our Sanatana Vaishnava Dharma. Nana Guru Nanak. But preaching Krishna name, Ram name everywhere. And he took a vow. But that I will save Sanatana Dharma from Muslims. They were very against. Even the two sons were given in war. Very terrible, very horrible. But they were too. So Sikh Sampradaya is not different from us. Same thing. But now someone are misguided. Oh, they think that we are different. But really we are not different. Even Christianity is not different from us. We are pure Christians. Krishna is who? Krishna. Krishna, and then Christos, and then
Christ.
Same thing. So we should try to realize God is no so many different. No different sons in this land, and that India and England and France and America. One son. Similarly, one God. There may be thousands and millions of sun and moon here and there. But God is sun. We can call him according to our languages, different situations, we can call them. Allah, Khuda, Bhagavan, God. But be careful from Bauddhas. Bauddha is not in anyone religious. They don't believe in God, they don't believe in their soul, they don't believe in anything. What they are, even they don't know. So be careful of Bauddhas. I think you should be more inspired. You are all like soldiers. Commander, they never fight. What they do? Only order. But who fights? Soldiers. So you are soldiers. You will have to preach. All. And various. And try to follow. Chanting name. Don't be weak. Though it has been told, and especially Swamiji gave some concession for Western and Eastern devotees. Oh, you can chant at least 16 rounds. He came to tell this, and I came or to tell that. Oh, only 16 will not do. Now we are somewhat matured. You should try to do what? Oh, four. What four? After 16, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then how much?
64.
Without doing this, Krishna will not take any water from you. First Swamiji told, very easy, anyhow you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you will go achieve your goal. And you should know that Krishna is having so much affluence, very powerful. He is Lord of Lords, Supreme Personality of Lord. And I came, and by the order told, try to forget what he told. You should try to forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has so much affluence. He is so powerful. He can create millions of universe in a moment. Try to forget. Only you should forget. You should remember. Krishna is simply the son of Yashoda. The son of Nanda Baba. Friends of all the Gwalbars who are only grazing
cows.
They don't know anything more. And very happy. Especially his beloved Paul. His beloved, most beloved. So you should know that we should chant Hari name and hear Hari Katha. Offer anything to Krishna in this any relation that he is my friend, he is my son, or he is my most beloved. And try to give up all your offenses, all unfavorable things, and chant and remember. Very soon you will have taste in name, taste in Harikatha, and then taste in Krishna and Radhika and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is the process. You should not be worried so much for maintaining your life. If you are worried for this, you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness. Krishna has taken a vow that those who will chant and remember me, sing me, Sankirtan always, not worry for maintenance. I maintain them. I take on my head and my shoulders all the paraphernalia which they require. So why to
worry for maintenance?
He has given in a golden pot or nectar. And 14, Gita is pot and nectar. Sarvadharmana parityajyamami ekam sharanam. Aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami maasuchi. If Krishna has promised like this, why to worry? You can test not doing anything for your maintenance and chant and day and night. If you have no kartal, no hope, only this will do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We have so many good speakers. Shyam Rani. Oh.
Sar Maharaj.
Ashar Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, or Arany Maharaj, Dhan Maharaj,
or Maharaj,
Vaishyam Rani, sister, so many. So you should go on. I want to even complete Ujjwal Nilmani correction sum and translation. So, if you allow, I will come only in the evening classes.
One day in Birmingham, Gaur Govinda Mott.
Oh, one day or last 2 days. I will think. I will be in our mutt.
Gaur Pramani!
Yes, we'll arrange there. No? You and Prabhu. Well, yes, we'll arrange there, I will be there.
Okay.
And from there, I will go to London. Now?
One drama.
Children. Should do. Begin. And in the meantime, you should do in Kirtan.
Thus ends the class in the afternoon of the 9th of July 2002 in Birmingham, England. Hare Krishna.